As the schedule was changed for the Greens, certainly I miss them tonight at least as much as you do, and probably more. But the Lord spoke to me. In fact, there was a title I heard a while back for a message, and I didn't get to hear the message, but I thought, man, that's an awesome title. And so the Lord began to speak to me about this service, and I want to share what he asked me to share tonight. From Isaiah 53 and verse number 1, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? From the New King James Version again, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? So I want to preach for just a little bit from this thought: fake news or great news? Fake news or great news? Let's ask the Lord to speak to us right now. Lord Jesus, I know you have a word for your people. I know you have a demonstration of your spirit in this place tonight. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for what you are about to do, for what you have already done. I know, God, the best is yet to come in Jesus' name. Let's one more time clap our hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Certainly there is a lot of noise in our world today about fake news. And it's hard to tell what is genuine and what is fake. It's hard to get your hopes up sometimes when you hear something, because it seems like it's easy to distrust and disregard information and not believe whether or not it's true. You can imagine that over time that has the possibility of causing us even to distrust what is the truth. Because there is so much that is phony and so much that is fake. And so I'm going to just give you a little quiz real quick. See if you can distinguish these headlines ripped from the news, which ones are fake and which ones are great. They may not be great at all, but how about this one? Sniffing rosemary can improve your memory by 75%. Is this fake or is this great? How about this one? How your finger is shaped can determine your personality and your health risk. Is this fake or is this great? How about this one? Queen Elizabeth announces plans to make the United States of America part of her Commonwealth. Is this fake or is this great? How about this one? Women who are a little overweight live longer than the men who mention it. I think that one was easy to figure out right there. You know, the thing is this, because of the way the news is being handled in our country, and let me say for many years, it seems like it's a little bit less than humorous how much fake news there is. And so because there is so much submission, or I'm sorry, because there is so much suspicion in our culture and so much doubt, it makes it more difficult for us to share the good news. You want to tell somebody that Jesus is a healer, but their walls are already up. You want to tell somebody that Jesus came and lived and died and lived again, and you can be filled with his spirit, but they're already a little bit suspicious. And so what Isaiah the prophet was dealing with, you and I deal with on a daily basis. He said, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord going to be revealed? The prophet was about to report some awesome news. He was about to declare some things from God for people. And yet he had to ask the question, will anybody even believe this? So just very briefly, and I won't go through the whole book of Isaiah, but I would like to touch on a few things just so you know what the prophet was reporting, because really, if it's true, it's some great news. Isaiah 1 verse 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's not fake news. That is great news. Praise God. I'll skip a few chapters to save time, but there in Isaiah 6, we read of the year that King Uzziah died, and the prophet said, I saw the Lord sitting high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And then he said, I saw the angels. I heard them as they began to cry one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. That is not fake news. That is great news, that there is a God and his glory is available wherever you live, whatever you're going through. He's so holy, that means he's perfect in all his ways. He cannot lie, and what he promises, he will perform. So what you bring to him tonight, just remember, he's holy. He's holy. So he's going to heal me. He's going to bless me. He's holy. He's holy. So he's going to help me. He's going to save me. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Obviously, by the response, most of us have no problem with this great news. Most of us have no problem with this awesome news. But the concern for the prophet is very real. Let's read again from Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Can you make the connection here today that there is a whole lot at stake where the prophet is concerned? It's as though he would say to all of us, I need you to believe me. I need you to get a revelation, because whoever believes me, whoever sees the word or hears the word and believes the word, they're going to get a revelation of who the right arm of the Lord really is. They're going to get a revelation of how awesome the hand of God really is. They're going to get a revelation of how far the arm of God can really reach. But the revelation's only going to come for someone that can believe. This is not fake. This is great. So what is the revelation? What exactly is in Isaiah's report that reveals to people something spectacular? Well, look at Isaiah 7 and verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. There are some people that think that is fake news. In fact, they would like to twist the meaning of those words so that it's impossible for anybody to believe that there ever was a virgin birth. Let me tell you something. If you think that is fake news, then you will never know the rest of the story. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That is not fake news. That is great news, because Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the Comforter. He is the Counselor. He is the Mighty mighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. Hey, if you can believe the report, you will get a revelation of who the arm of the Lord really is. Praise God. Because I'll just cut to the chase to save time. The arm of the Lord is Jesus Christ. The hand of God that reached down to humanity when we could not save ourselves. God became our Savior. How did He do that? He robed Himself in flesh and He came to this earth. He is our Savior. Isaiah 35. There's a description prophetically of what God was about to do to rescue humanity. Look at verse number 4. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance. With the recompense of God, He will come and save you. And when your God comes to save you, look at what's going to happen. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The history of God dealing with people up until the revelation of Jesus Christ shows that even though He was an awesome God, there seemed to be a disconnect. It seemed like people were still limited in their pursuit of the revelation of who God is. They stumbled around as though they were in the dark. They were as blind men groping for the wall. And so there was no way for they to really know who God is. In fact, the reality is, outside of the Jewish people of the Old Testament, there was no chance for anybody to really know God in a personal way. But here's the deal. The hand of the Lord is not short. The arm of the Lord can reach down to right where we are tonight. And so Jesus came, God in the flesh, and there was a signal to those that knew the word, to those that believed the report. When you start seeing blind eyes begin to open, when you start seeing deaf ears begin to hear, you ought to know that's your God, that's your Savior, that's your Messiah. And if you believe the report, the arm of the Lord will be revealed to you. Praise God. Praise God. In Isaiah 40, we read this prophecy, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. I think I could have been like that. I could have been some wild man come out of the wilderness. I think I could have fit that profile. I mean, I couldn't have been like Jesus. I wasn't worthy to tie His shoes, but I could have been a wild man saying, Jesus is coming. The Messiah's coming. Get ready. Repent. Here He comes. And Isaiah prophesied about it. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. He goes on to say in verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And now look at verse 10. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His work before Him. And like so many passages that we read from Isaiah and other prophecies in the Old Testament, hundreds and even thousands of years before it happened, Isaiah was speaking to the day when God would come to save humanity, when the Messiah would reveal to everyone His identity. And if you fast forward to the New Testament, you see that wild man that we call John the Baptist. He comes out of the wilderness with a fire in his belly. He's got to speak the word of God. He is the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and he's preaching the message, prepare the way of the Lord. I'm telling you, if you can believe that report, you're going to see Jesus. If you can believe that report, you're going to see the arm of God working. doing in your life. Look at John chapter 1 very quickly. They asked John, John, who are you? I mean, you're like a crazy man. Verse 23, John said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As the prophet Isaiah said, and you skip down to verse 29, those famous words of John. He sees Jesus coming toward him. He says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. My dear brothers and sisters, there are still many people that do not believe that Jesus is God. There's one reason for some idea. They cannot believe the report of the prophet. There are even Christian people that try to differentiate between the work of Jesus as though he's one particular person in a Godhead, but he's not the God that created the universe. I beg to differ. If you can believe the report of the word of the Lord, you can discover that the arm of the Lord, Jesus Christ, is not another God. He is the God that spoke the world into being. He is the God that created everything that there is, and he's the God that's here tonight, so that whatever you need, you can say, Jesus, I need a blessing. Jesus, I need a miracle. Jesus, I need an answer. And the arm of the Lord will reach you right where you are if you can believe the report. Oh, could you clap your hands and shout unto God? Clap your hands as if to say, that's not fake news, that's great news. That's not fake news, that's great news. Praise God. I think it's easy, if you believe the report, to make the connection that Isaiah was prophesying about the same one that John saw coming down the road. Same one, no distinction. Same God, but he's robed in flesh. Same God, but he's not way up in heaven anymore. He's come to us. Oh, he's everywhere at all times, but now he has manifest himself so that we can see, wow, his arm can reach way down to me. His hand can reach way down to me. So I want you to look back at Isaiah just for a few more moments, and I've only got a few more verses from this chapter, but it's pretty spectacular when you consider Isaiah 40 again, where we've been studying the report of the Lord. Isaiah asked the question in verse 18, to whom will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? He asked the question, do you think God is like a God of silver or a God of gold? Or do you think he's some sort of wood carving? Now, I don't know if Isaiah was being a little bit facetious, but he was trying to wake up the world and say, if you can believe this report, you will discover that God is not a picture hanging on a wall. God is not an idol in a church. He's alive and he's powerful and he's so real that he's going to come in the flesh and rescue humanity from their sins. He goes on to say in that same chapter, verse number 28, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He neither faints nor is weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. Isaiah the prophet is talking about the very one that John would say, there he is. He's the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. He's not some other God. He's the only God. He's the one true God that has created the earth. And you know what? You're going to see him as a man get tired. You're going to see him as a man get hungry. But don't you ever forget that he's still God, and he never gets weary, and he never gets tired, and there is no searching of his understanding. Hey, and the good news is this, if you can believe the report of the Lord, his arm will be revealed in your life to the degree that the next verse says this, he gives power to the weak, and to those that don't have any might, he increases strength. He said even the young people are going to fall, or they're going to fail, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is not fake news. That is great news, that the God of the universe, whose name is Jesus, he's in this house right now. And if you're weak, he'll make you strong. If you're weary, he'll give you rest. If you can believe the report of the Lord. Oh, could you clap your hands and shout with your voice? Glory! Glory! Praise God. You think that's awesome? Watch this. Musicians come. That's awesome right there. Come on. The prophet said, there's a lot riding on this. Because in every generation, there will be critics. And there will be cynics. And there will be those that speculate and analyze and try to rip away our confidence in the God of the universe. Because if the devil can get us to doubt this report, the arm of the Lord will be limited in our lives. Sure it will. And you know, I think the accuser of the brethren, he goes to the Lord sometimes, and I'm just thinking outside the box right now. I think I got some Bible that could lead to this conclusion, but don't be mad if you disagree with me. I'll accept that. But I just have a feeling that some of you can relate to the fact that the devil likes to convince God that you don't believe a lot of what you say you believe. Because we can shout about the virgin birth, and we can shout about God being manifest in the flesh, and the accuser of the brethren can say, like he said of Job, if you just let a little trouble come, you'll see what they're really made of. And so God says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and let some trouble come, because I have a feeling there are some of them out there that will believe the report of the Lord no matter what happens. No matter what happens. Now, it may not happen the way I've described, but you do know your faith is tested. Oh, sure we do. And when our faith is tested, that's when we've got to square our shoulders back and say, I will believe the report of the Lord. Because if I believe the report of the Lord, the arm of the Lord is going to be revealed in my life. I was talking to somebody recently that had asked the Lord for a healing. And several times they were convinced they were healed. And I thought by now they might be horribly discouraged. And they gave me a little bit of wisdom from the Word of God. They said, you know, maybe this is going to be like one of those times in the Bible where seven times, first six times, nothing happens. But on the seventh time, and that person was telling me, I'm just going to keep believing. I'm just going to keep believing the report of the Lord. Because if I go the first time and I don't see nothing, I still got the report of the Lord. If I go to the second time and I don't see anything, I still got the report of the Lord. If I pray the third time, if we have the fourth revival, if we have the fifth revival, if we have the sixth great speaker that's a wonderful miracle worker and nothing happens, I still got the report of the Lord. And it's not fake news. It's great news. And if I will believe the report of the Lord, His arm is going to be revealed in my life. His hand is going to reach into my situation. His power is going to change everything. Oh, let's everybody stand right now. And so Isaiah says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then he says something so powerful that it has changed the course of human history. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah was saying, this is a big deal. This is so critical that you believe the report, because if you can believe it, you will believe no matter what happens. He was wounded for me. No matter what I go through, he was bruised for me. No matter what the doctor says, he bore it all on the cross. No matter how my day is at work, I know I can come to him and the power of the blood will change my life. So bow your heads with me right now. And I want you to ask the Lord to help you identify an area where your faith is being tested right now. It might be a family situation. It might be a medical emergency. It might be a financial difficulty. But I want you just to process right now. Is there an area with just a little spiritual sensitivity, I can ascertain my faith is being tested right now? My faith is being tested right now. It might be someone that you wanted to invite to this revival, but you couldn't really get the courage because you were afraid of being rejected again. It could be so many things. But if you've got it in your heart and your mind, I don't want you to blurt it out. I don't want you to tell the person next to you, but I want you to identify whatever area that my faith is being tested. And I want you in just a moment to march up to this altar and stand right here as close to this area as you can and raise your hands as if to say, I still believe the report of the Lord. It's not over for my health. It's not over for my family. It's not over for my finances. It's not over for my ministry. It's not over for my life. You might even be someone here that's got sin or circumstance that make you feel that God's far away from you. I want you to march up to this altar as if to say, I still believe the report of the Lord. Come on, somebody come right now. Come on, somebody come right now that knows their faith is being tested. And when you get to this altar, raise your hands as if to say, I still believe the report of the Lord, and I'm going to worship you and praise you and believe you until your arm is revealed in my life. Until your arm is revealed in my life. I need everybody that's in pulpit ministry here to start laying hands and prophesying over every believer that's come to the altar. I need you to help me by praying a prayer of faith over every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every guest, as if to say, in the name of Jesus, let the arm of the Lord be revealed in this life. In the name of Jesus, let the arm of the Lord be revealed in this sickness. In the name of Jesus, let the arm of the Lord.
Your name.